Yesterday, the political bureau of the SPL and SPL-IO sat to discuss the protocols that were signed under the Tuamini Initiative in Nairobi. And political bureau has resolved that to withdraw our members due to our concerns, because on the 6th of this month, the SPLM-IO political bureau has sat and narrated concerns on the Tuamini Initiative.
The Tuamini Initiative that was launched late May, going into June, was aimed at bringing on board holdout rebel groups and other stakeholders who were not part of the 2018 peace agreement. And it's my understanding that the SPLM-IO went to Nairobi to attend the Tuamini Initiative as part of the RTGONU, the Revitalized Government of National Unity. If you say the SPLM-IO is recalling its members, you are literally saying the RTGONU is withdrawing from Tuamini Initiative. Correct me if that is wrong.
Well, we don't represent the entire RTGONU. We are part of it because the chair of the delegation is an IG member, and also the deputy, and so on and so forth. Because we have only three members, we have withdrew them as withdrawal from SPLM-IO for the delegation. It's clearly indicated that we are not part of whatever that will be signed in the Tuamini, because it came to our attention that the sole purpose of the Tuamini Initiative is supposed to be a complementary process to bring on board the holdout groups to the current peace process.
6 years down the lane, you have been in Juba implementing the 2018 peace agreement, and no progress is registered so far. All the SPLM-IO will do is, when they are defeated, they run to the media to cry. Now, the Tuamini Initiative is trying to offer an alternative solution for speedy implementation of the agreement. Why are you against it?
The question that should be asked, why there's no progress in regards of the implementation of the RRCs? The answer is two. One is the lack of political will. If the SPLM-IO were the pen holder, would have been talking now as a member of a new government, you know, considering if the SPLM-IO or when the SPLM-IO win the election. But the reasons that the access is not implemented is there are two reasons. One, as just mentioned, is the lack of political will. Second, is the resources. The pen holder of this agreement is not the SPLM-IO. We are doing our part, and the reasons why we are vocal always, because we believe the people of South Sudan should know what's going on in regard of the implementation of the peace agreement, because this agreement is not for the political elite. The main stakeholder of the peace agreement, we believe it is the public or the South Sudanese people.
To the best of my knowledge, SPLM-IO is represented in all the mechanisms that are implementing the 2018 peace agreement. If you are represented in the mechanism, what kind of political will are you talking about? I should ask you, why are you not having the political will to implement the agreement?
Well, that's a good question. However, the political will are not generated from, you know, being in the mechanisms. The political will is something that will be demonstrated on the ground in all different levels of the institution of the government. So we have demonstrated our commitment to the full implementation of the peace agreement. However, some parties that signed the agreement, they have been continuously violating the agreement in a way to show that they are not committed to it. This is what we have been talking about. This is what we've been talking about. It's not about being part of an institution or being part of the mechanisms. We believe...
But if you're part of the mechanism, if you're part of the mechanism, you should be fighting from inside as opposed to crying outside. Because I'll give you an example. Your deputy chairman is the deputy speaker of the Legislative Assembly. Recently, the National Legislative Assembly passed the National Security Act. I mean, instead of IO lobbying and building coalition with the parties in the House, you run out and cry and say, oh, the government is doing this. SPLM IG is doing this. Isn't politics about playing around and building coalitions? If you are a minority, you build coalition with others so that you can match the majority. So political will is another animal, but the reality on the ground appears like the SPLM-IO is not mature at the game.
Well, Mr. John, unfortunately, the SPLM-IO did not hold the resources of the country, and they are not misusing the resources of the country, you know, to play their cards according to the party's interest. As you mentioned, the parliament process, this is not the first time that a bill or a law has been passed, even though we believe as an SPLM-IO, this is not the way to go.
Politics is about numbers. Democracy is about the will of the majority. And I've heard SPLM-IO speaking on several occasions that you want democracy. You want a plain level field. But if you're only 100 in the parliament, the majority voice will speak and not your voice, because democracy is about the majority, the will of the majority. As much as you want to argue that the government is having resources, SPLM-IO has no resources, and you are trying your best, you are the best kid on the block, your back is against the wall.
You know, politics, it is not an easy ride. There's a challenges that we have decided, and we are determined to overcome all the challenges. We're not talking about the SPLM-IO doesn't have resources, but we say the SPLM-IO, they are not misusing the public resources for their for their interest. This is what I'm saying. Secondly,
I would want to remind you that the spokesperson of the SPLM-IO was caught on camera discussing deals about timber. Timber is the resources of the people of South Sudan. If you say you're not misusing the resources of the country, what was your spokesperson doing on camera discussing deals about timber? Let's set records correct.
Well, that case, as you're referring to, the SPLM-IO has conducted an investigating committee, and the results of the investigation is very clear that there was a setup against the OSPO spokesperson by that certain the Ugandan journalist. And when we talk about the misusing of resources, we talk about the oil resources and so on and so forth. So what I was referring here, that is, we as an SPLM-IO, there's rules, and the agreement is guiding us. So whenever the agreement is being respected, this is where that we can expedite the process of the implementation of the peace agreement.